With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takavila. Trustco Group Holdings has criticized the Johannesburg Stock Exchange for fining and publicly censuring it over a $75 million mining deal. The company insists shareholders approved the 2022 investment in Maya Mining, blaming the JSE for dragging out the process with obstructive delays. Here's the Deputy CEO, Quinton van Rooyen Jr.
The group is quite disappointed by the JSE not exercising their discretion. And it comes down to a technicality of allowing a different mining minerals code for experts to provide insight on a transaction that we've completed during 2020. And as the JSE alleged, we completed a transaction without shareholder approval, which we've clearly stated was not the case. We've garnered more than enough irrevocable shareholder undertakings to vote for the transaction before you do a transaction of this size, which was $65 million at the time, brought to shareholders for their approval before you start the process, which the group has done. So the JSE issued a censure and a $5 million fine. Obviously, the group object to that and, you know, see what rights we can protect via the court system. But for now, the transaction is closed and implemented and we move forward.
From elsewhere, the United States has deported 10 people to Eswatini despite rights groups in the Southern African state mounting legal action to block the plan. Isaac Lukando covers the latest development.
This is the second group of deportees the Trump administration has sent to Eswatini under its tough immigration policy. 10 individuals arrived, though the government had earlier agreed to take in 11. Eswatini's prison department says the group is securely accommodated and poses no threat. But human rights lawyer Mzwandile Masu has expressed shock, citing a pending court case over 5 previous deportees. Eswatini has not released the names of the latest arrivals. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
To the crisis in the Congo, the M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo have captured 2 towns in the country's east after fighting with Congolese forces and their Wazalendo allies. Authorities say the rebels are now in control of the towns of Luke and Mulema. Chris Ochamringa has the latest.
Fighting between the Congolese army and the M23 rebels has intensified in parts of North and South Kivu province in eastern Congo since last week. Authorities say the rebels have seized 2 towns from a pro-government militia. The seizure is a violation of a ceasefire deal that the warring parties signed in Qatar in July. The DRC government has accused Rwanda of backing the rebels in order to plunder their minerals, a charge Kigali has denied. Both sides have been trading accusations of continuing to support rebels despite a U.S.-mediated peace deal they signed in June. The fighting has left thousands dead and displaced tens of thousands of civilians since the start of this year. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And the World Health Organization has warned that e-cigarettes are driving a global spike in nicotine addiction among children. It says youths are 9 times more likely than adults to vape, accusing the industry of marketing the products as safer alternatives while targeting young people. WHO estimates over 100 million people worldwide now use e-cigarettes. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News. Independent, accurate, and on time.